live on my own and live. Well, I can't leave you alone, Annalee. Well, now you say you're gonna be mine. No matter what you hear or do. Bells ringing for me and you, Annie Lee. Annie Lee. Don't you hear the wedding bells ringing for me and you, Annie Lee? Now you said you're gonna be mine. No matter what you ever do. You know I love you, Annie Lee.
Hello, everyone. I'm Microwave Dave, talking the blues on WLRH. Great pleasure having you tuned in. Things are going in a spectacular fashion. Wherever you are at the moment, I have blues for you for the next hour. New releases, and we'll get right to them after Earl Hooker gets his break. Earl? And we'll see you at the bottom of the program. Talking the Blues is a production of WLRH Public Radio in Huntsville, Alabama. I'm going to go through three new releases this week. A couple of them are somewhat unusual, including the first one we're going to start out with by a band that calls itself God Boogie. And no, it is not a religious band. The leader of the band is named God Boo, G-O-D-B-O-U-T. He makes a stage spelling that as G-O-D-B-O-O, God Boo, from since the God Boogie name comes from. These guys are well-known musicians up in Canada. In particular, some of the ones that played. Now, Sean Kellerman, doing some of the guitar work on this, has actually played through the South. We had an occasion where we got to see him play live at a show he did at the Voodoo Lounge in Huntsville maybe 8 or 10 years ago. Flat tore the guitar up to outstanding player. But the rest of the guys all have things going around, too. One of the guys is from the band that came out called the Spin Doctors back in the 1990s. And Jerome Godbeau is actually from another band up there. I forgot the name of the band that he was with. I think it was the Phantoms out of Canada also, another big 90s band. And the result is you got guys that really know how to play and have a style, and they're willing to go out there and have a good time doing it. And this new album, which is called Make Music and Dance, is right on the edge between rock and roll and blues, which does not necessarily make it blues rock. There is some blues rock on here, but they have a way of exploring different things that has quite a bit to do with making the music entirely your own. Play Music and Dance is on the Viz Tone label, a label that operates out of the Northeast here in the United States. We'll start off with a title track, which is a nice New Orleans kind of a parade strut to it, Play Music and Dance. Then one called Honey Badger. This is more of a traditional Chicago or Texas shuffle, take your pick how you want to call that. Played pretty straight up, some good guitar playing from Sean Kellerman there. Then we have a really broke-down blues lope that could come somewhere anywhere south of Memphis back like in the late 40s, early 50s, and the sound of it's called Kitty. And then we get one that's really pretty interesting called Real Dude. And this starts off with a real choppy, almost a funk rhythm guitar, but it's actually being played over a country blues riff. And the way that starts out with, it makes it take off. And then when it comes time for all the solos, harmonica and guitar solos, it changes key for each one of them, making kind of a cascading effect till it jumps back into a vocal one more time. Once again, the group is God Boogie, and the album is Play Music and Dance. On the Vistone label, we will hear the title cut, Play Music and Dance, Honey Badger, Kitty, and Real Dude.
When my time is come, play music and dance. Must die. May you rise into the sky, and may your soul be light and free. May you awaken from a sleep. And if the devil should appear, let him dance and do not fear. His life is just a fantasy.
Didn't write the story.
you're just an actor in a play. Dark world underground, you hunt both night and day. Oh, honey badger, you don't mind if you've got to fight. Oh, honey badger, you don't mind if you've got to fight. All the gold in Babylon couldn't satisfy your appetite. Now you say you just don't care. Lord knows I love you. God help me to explain. God knows I love you. God help me to explain. You didn't write the story. You're an actor in a play.
Thank you.
I'm a real dude, mama, cause I done did what you wanted me to do. I'm a real dude, mama, I done did what you wanted me to do. And I sure appreciate it when you give me some of your good and gratitude. When a man loves a woman, he'll do anything that she asks.
Pretty rowdy guitar playing on there from Sean Kellerman and the band that is called God Boogie. That is God Boogie is the lead singer and harmonica player. Fine harmonica playing too, really. You get right down to it. You can see why this guy was able to win one of the best harmonica player awards down at the Blues Music Competition in Memphis. I think it was in 2014 when he came down and did that. That was called Rolled. Before that was Kitty. Like I said, pretty much a straight breakdown. Howlin' Wolf would play grooves like that frequently back during his early Memphis days. Honey Badger before that was a straight-up shuffle from various cultures, but a cult, probably I'd say Chicago and the Texas blues were the ones that I'd count for it the most in that direction. And we started off with some New Orleans and maybe even in Western New Orleans out in the Zydeco area, one called Play Music and Dance. That is the title cut of the album, Play Music and Dance, by the band called God Boogie on Vistone Records. This is Talking the Blues. I'm Michael Wade David. It's a pleasure having you tuned in. Reminding you that this program and all locally produced WLRH programming is available to you on podcast. If you will visit the WLRH.org website, you'll find there's a programs button. Click on that and slide down. You can find any one you want. And you can binge listen. Just check one out. And be sure you check the website. It will tell you what things are on the programs, too, if you're looking for a particular artist, a particular release, or if you're trying to make up one that you missed. If you're going back around listening again, hey, thank you from all of us. Our second artist comes to us from a little further south of Canada. That's like in the Washington, D.C., Maryland, Northern Virginia metroplex area, if you will, up there. And they're called Vintage Number 18. This is another band that has come down and competed in Memphis. And they're composed of basically a guitar trio, guitar, bass, and drums, with a lead singer out front who gives them a very different spin. The guitar player in this band, Bill Holton, is known up in that area. He's a vintage guitar dealer, so he's a guy who goes and finds the very desirable and usually very expensive guitars that were popular back in the 50s and 60s and so on, and gets them prepared up to play, and probably the more unusual ones as well that get people kind of lust for these days. But he's been in the band, and the drummer came out of the military, a really fine drummer going on this stuff as well. The bass player's been around playing a lot of jazz and other things, and he also plays keyboards and other things and throws them in on the record, but not so much live. But the voice of this thing is a lady named Robin Capsales, and Robin is a Chicago native, although raised in the South. She was raised in Atlanta and wound up in the D.C. area at some point. She was introduced to people like Etta James and Coco Taylor early on and learned to sing in that style, although she doesn't rough her voice up so much. She's pretty much straight ahead with her singing and doesn't seem to go to extremes, but she's known for putting out a great vibe and for making everybody happy. And that's what keeps this band so busy. Their album's a self-release. It's called Grit. And once again, the band is Vintage Number 18. Number is the number symbol, or the hashtag, if you will, of this day and age. We'll start with one called Is This Too Good? This is an R&B progression, and it's got a nice rock guitar solo that comes in. Goes outside the blues pretty far where he stretches the guitar solo. But nice vocal. She sings about, is this love affair really better than we think it is? Then we have one called Pieces. This is a ballad talking, you know, broken heart. You know, I gave you my heart, and it was whole, and you gave it back to me in pieces. And the guitar player, Bill Holton, in this one, almost borrows the keyboard riff from the Doors classic Riders on the Storm. It's got a very similar sound, that the vibrato going on it, and the uses some of the same voicings, even though the song is quite different. Then we have a good riff rocker called Good Eye, and this is some nice original riff playing from the guitar and bass on this that drives the groove. And then last of all, one called Remember. This one has a 70s R&B dance groove to it that's not disco dance, but the other 70s kind of dancing that was there before disco quite got a hold of everything and took it over. The act again is Vintage Number 18. The album is called Grit, a self-release, and we will hear Is This Too Good, Pieces, Good Eye, and Remember.
Style. Is this too good to
stay looking good, and it's a matter of time before you and I are two of a kind. Is this too good to be true? I was gonna make it need you. Is this too good to be true? I was gonna make it need you. Back
I'm a good on you. I gotta tell you about Blue Eyed Dan. He was a big, tall, handsome man. Had the stars in his eyes. I went to kiss him, it was no surprise. Oh, Dan, I got my good on you. Tall and handsome, that's my kind. A big smile and a tight behind. I got my good on you. Tall and handsome, that's my kind. A big smile and a tight behind. Sunday dinner, Reverend Al on the radio, dancing on the back porch, neighbors knocking at our door. I remember the days all very well, like it was yesterday. I got a story to tell. I remember the days, oh, very well, like it was yesterday.
got a story to tell.
Some squealing lead guitar there going on in the background, backing up the fine vocals of Robin Casales. And she does the singing for the group called Vintage 18. And the last one there called Remember. Before that was Good Eye. Nice riff on that one, by the way. They've got a guitar and a bass played together to make that part up. Pieces was a good ballad and a nice broken heart love song. And we started off with one, Is This Too Good? All interesting grooves, and I think from a group that works out actually the D.C. Metroplex area, all through Virginia, Maryland, in that area primarily, but they do travel a bit more. And I think this is their first album. I bet we'll be hearing more from them. Quite good stuff here. Vintage number 18, the album called Grit. And it is a self-release. You're listening to Talking the Blues, and I'm Microwave Dave. Glad you are, and thank you for being here with us. Our last selection this evening comes from a guy we have featured probably six or seven times on this program. His name is Davis Cohen. And Davis is someone I have met and known over around the Memphis area. He's actually living, I think, in Mississippi, but he's also been playing quite a bit in South Carolina, places we used to play years ago, and I've run into him over there as well back in those days. He's got an interesting style of music that kind of blends somewhere between country and blues and roots rock and roll, and that sounds like, well, a pretty typical amalgam there, but he's really got his own way of singing that makes it all different. He's a big, handsome guy who comes up with a bunch of different records, and this is the newest one here that's called These Things Shall Pass on Soundview Records. This is the most different thing he has done. This is a straight, almost straight gospel recording in the old style of doing gospel. Now, when I say the old style, I'm not talking about going all the way back to church music of the 1930s or something, but I'm talking about the kind of things you would find in country churches all the way up through the modern era, really, in small towns. For this album, he took a picture of himself in a gray suit with a matching gray tie and a white shirt standing in front of a very, very old whitewashed church somewhere with a rusted sign out front that shows meetings every first and third Sunday. And that kind of a thing is what he was going for. He's got a bunch of different songs here, though. Some of them are original, and some of them are things he brought in from other places. But the way that he does them, you'll see what I mean by this. They are spirituals, but they are done a bit differently. And you have to give him credit for this. He says he's been wanting to do this a straight spiritual album for a long, long time. After all the other stuff he's done, this is very different, but I think it's worth hearing. Davis Cohen, These Things Shall Pass, will open with one called Diamonds in Your Backyard, a good soul groove on this one. St. Christopher is kind of a lighthearted little thing about come on down and travel with me, asking for help on your journeys. Working for Jesus comes from another group, and I think it was Willie, I can't remember the name of the Willie Banks, I believe it was. And this one, when you listen to the groove on this thing, you got somewhere almost between the Memphis High Records groove sound and some of the stuff the Grateful Dead actually did later as well. Makes for a whole different kind of a synthesis there. And then one that's really broken down called You Are the Onlyest God I Know. This is an 8-bar blues done with a spiritual message. Davis Cohen, These Things Shall Pass on Soundview Records. We will hear Diamonds in Your Backyard, St. Christopher, Working for Jesus, and You Are the Onlyest God I Know.
Mm-hmm. let them shine.
I know you're right.
Time to finish up this one here by Davis Cohen from his nice new album called These Things Shall Pass. The verse are You're the Onlyest God I've Known. Willie Banks, one called Wait, Working for Jesus. St. Christopher and Diamonds in Your Backyard. We've also had God Boogie and we've had Vintage Number 18. I'm Microwave Dave. You get the blues, you know what to do with them, right? Right.
I know you don't love me, baby, but that's all right.